Something new from Tenoshi, a Shark Tank winning company focused on tech for kids. Welcome back to Tech Nation. I'm Fred Fishkin. With us from Tenoshi is co-founder and CEO Brad Johnston. Great to see you, Brad.
Great to see you, Fred.
Well, Tenoshi made a big splash on Shark Tank with computers designed for kids that are affordable and run on the Android operating system. They're designed for affordability, as we said, learning and safety too. So now you're coming out with the Tenoshi Safe Volume Kids headphones. Give us the overview.
Sure. So we've been wanting to actually do headphones for quite a while. What we heard from parents was similar to the same story we heard from our computers. There's a lot of volume limited, really little headphones for toddlers out there. And then there's your mainstream headphones, the Beats and stuff like that, which really aren't safe for kids because at too loud of a volume, they can actually cause permanent ear damage. And I can talk more about that in a moment. So what we made were what we believe is the best in class headphones for kids ages 6 to 12, our target demographic. And they're a little bit bigger than most of the little kid headphones on the market, but that's intentional. They're not really meant for toddlers. They're meant more for elementary school age kids. And we set the audio settings so that you can really use them in the classroom. So all the words that come through are just pure. We don't overdo the bass, for example. Bass is just one of the settings, but we want you to hear every instrument, every sound the way it naturally should be.
Well, you touched on it. How important is the safe volume feature?
So it's very safe. And for those of your audience that don't know, it's all good. This is actually something I wasn't very familiar with as a child growing up. And I wish I was, because I actually have permanent ear damage myself, which may be a result of this. But what a lot of parents don't know is, until your child is about 10 years old, their eardrums are constantly developing. They're still growing, they're still morphing. And really, if you listen to prolonged loud noise for too long of a period of time before that 10, not only could that hurt your hearing in the short run, but it could cause permanent ear damage that is never fixable. So it's really important that you don't give your child a headphone, let them just crank it up and go at it. Because if they do, the rest of their life, they might be yelling at people saying, "What?" Because, you know, they're struggling to hear them. I played drums growing up. I was listening to kind of loud stuff myself. But I also, my dad didn't know any better. I'm sure he gave me the same headphones he used to listen to. So one thing we're trying to do now is make sure every child can listen to great audio quality, whether it be music, whether it be learning a language. But at the same time, hit that limit where if you listen to it for too long of a time, you're not going to cause any long-term damage to your eardrums.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, you've had a pair of Bluetooth headphones out there that have had, limiting feature too, right?
So we through a partner of ours, Loma Labs, we've actually, Pina Labs, I apologize, Pina Labs, through a partner of them, we have been selling a Bluetooth headphone on our market. So it's actually the same engineer that tuned those. His name's Jason Wehner. He comes from Harman Kardon, JBL. And Jason and I worked together at Vizio back in the day. That's how we know each other. Jason's made award-winning products, mostly on the premium line. When he was with Vizio, he kind of learned how to tweak and make, you know, more economical and still win award winnings and make audio quality great. So his own line, Pina Labs, is more premium. It's really kind of $50 and above, really nice headphones. But what we know is for a lot of parents, that's outpricing them. That's outpricing what really they can afford. They want to spend more of that $20 to $30 range. So we went and developed those more economical headphones, had Jason tune them the same way, so the quality is equally as good.
And these are wired. There's a reason that you wanted to have a pair of wired headphones out.
Yeah, they're really wired for two reasons. The primary one is really honestly cost. The second is ease of use. You plug it in, it just works. I love Bluetooth, but I hate to say it, I've been in technical support for many, many years as well. And for not every parent, not every American, Bluetooth is the easiest thing. For some of them, it's just like, just plug it in, make it work, I'm good. I don't need to have all this fancy smancy, and I don't want to pay extra for that. Right. So again, we want to make this super economical and affordable. Maybe someday we'll do a Bluetooth as well, but we want to make sure our mission is always to make sure the first product we put on the market, like our first computer, our first headphone, is something that has as much as many people as possible have access to it.
And the pricing here, under $30 is what you're shooting for?
Yeah, so $29.99 MSRP is what we're going out at. For those of you that follow our website, subscribe to our email list, you'll hear about we'll be on ad from time to time. So definitely encourage that. There will be discounts.
Terrific. So tell us a little bit more for people who aren't familiar with the company of what you've been doing with computers and the importance of it.
Cool. Thank you, Fred. So Tanoshi is, we are from day one developed as a mission-driven company. We believe in access and opportunity. We believe in the saying that, you know, every child, no matter your background, no matter your socioeconomic, are you poor, you're rich, they're all born brilliant, but not every child is born with the same opportunity in life, right? Some have access to the latest technology and education. Some don't have a computer or internet at home, and it's kind of sad. So our mission at Tanoshi is to say, well, what can we do to bring very affordable products to the market that close these gaps so that every child, for example, can learn to code? Every child can have headphones to learn phonics, so you learn how to pronounce that word just perfectly. This shouldn't be something just for privileged kids, just for wealthy kids. This should be something that every child has so that every child's on the same level playing field. And that's the type of products we build at Tanoshi.
Well, tell us about the models that are available today.
Right. So today we actually have one computer on the market. We had two, but one actually just got phased out and we're in the process of replacing it. So the original 2-in-1, we're working on its replacement right now. We hope to have a good story for you guys soon. That was the one that was on Shark Tank. We also heard from a lot of our customers. They said, hey, we love your original product, but we would like more durability. We'd like more safety features. So from that, we actually went and then created this, which is our second computer, the Scholar. Like before, it's a detachable 2-in-1. So you can take it off, use it like an Android tablet, just like a phone. And then when it's time to do your schoolwork, you just hook them up together, nice strong magnet, and you can use it just like a Chromebook. So we add some cool safety features, like on the top here, I don't know if you can see, but there's a sliding webcam cover. So you have a little extra privacy. On the back end, might be a little bit hard to see the camera, but next to it's also a light. So if your camera's on, mom or dad or the teacher knows about it. Same on the other side, there's actually a Wi-Fi feature. So if your Wi-Fi's on, mom or dad or your teacher can just be walking through the room and know what kind of activities you're doing. And then like before, we include the Family Link app, which we co-developed with Google, so that you can monitor from your smartphone your child's activities. And of course, everything we preload is age appropriate, educational and age appropriate. We have apps on there now where kids can learn to type, kids can learn to code, kids can improve their math. And we're working on things like improving your English literacy skills, including financial literacy and a few other things. So it's pretty excited where we're going. Product we have on the market, a lot more durable than before. You can drop it a couple feet, not going to break. So it's in great shape. And we love it. So far, the parents are telling us, you know, this is a great computer for their kid to learn with. So we're excited about that. We just continue to work on the next evolution of products based on what our customers tell us. This is what I want next.
And the affordability piece of it is key here.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, if there's been studies around the world over and over and over again, and it really comes down to this: access equals opportunity. As simple as that. So, you know, if all you do is build, I'm not going to not because this fruit company, there's a great fruit company down in Silicon Valley, but their products are very expensive and not everybody can afford them. So they get locked out. And if all your like learning apps are, for example, $10 subscription, okay, that's great if you're super wealthy. But if you're not, and I came from a poor family growing up, so I understand, $10 means no access. You're not going to get that opportunity. So everything we preload, it's either free or it's super economical because we want to make sure that every child can learn these coding skills, these math skills, these English skills, and be on the same level playing field, get the best education, eventually get the best job out there.
And pricing?
So for this Scholar computer, it's $299 MSRP. But again, follow us online. We go on sale quite a bit. You can find us for $100 off, actually quite a bit. So, and then, like I said, the headphones, $30, and you'll find those on sale from time to time as well.
And for parents who may wonder, okay, what's the difference between this and like a Chromebook or something like that? What's the reply?
So that's a great question. I would like to say, you know, we do on our website a little checklist where people can see the side-by-side. So if anybody's interested, feel free to reference that. But really the biggest changes is number one, you know, we can do pretty much everything a Chromebook too, but what we can do is we can work offline. So say you're in the car, say you're out camping, or maybe you're visiting grandma and grandpa and they don't have high-speed internet at home, or maybe you don't have high-speed internet at home. With our device, you can still do a bunch of great offline learning apps and continue to learn, continue to develop those skills. And if you want to use it for your homework, that's fine. Take your computer to school, download your homework, take it home, work offline on your homework, go back to school, upload your homework. So you don't have to always have the Wi-Fi. With Chromebook, frankly, if you don't have a high speed internet connection, it's kind of a brick. You can't really do much with it. Beyond that, they're great. They're really glorified web browsers. So we take it to the next level and allow you to do the online or offline experience, giving you the best of both worlds. It's a full-fledged computer and it's a full-fledged tablet. So whatever you want to do, either way, you can be productive, you can have fun, you can do it all with Tanoshi products.
Terrific stuff. And there's much more to come, as you mentioned. Supply chain issues hurting?
2020 definitely did. when 2020 came, we sold out all our products as soon as school started closing. That was great. Problem was all our factories closed for about 5 months as well. So we actually had no inventory for a long time, including we were on Shark Tank in May 2020. We had no inventory. So that was kind of a very happy and very sad day at the same time. we were rerun on Shark Tank again in July. We had some inventory in stock then, sold through of it, a lot of it very fast. And really that's been the story of our company is there's been a lot of demand, which we appreciate. We love our customers. We hope we're helping them, helping close learning gaps. But we have had definitely over the years a little bit of a supply shortage. Things are starting to stabilize now. The economy's getting a little bit better. So we're pretty optimistic about what the future looks like. But yeah, 2020 and 2021, if you had trouble finding a computer, we totally understand. But if you're still looking one, just to let you know, the conditions are improving. So keep your eyes open.
And the best place to go for more info or to purchase is where?
Definitely the best place to go learn more about our products is always Tanoshi.com or TanoshiKidsComputers.com. From there, you can find product pages for the Scholar computer, for the headphones, find all the details you need. We have an FAQ page, frequently asked questions. If you have any, you want to know, hey, does this work? How does this work? Please check that out. And if you still can't find an answer, then you can send an email to our support team. They're wonderful folks. They're on the product team with me, and we'll get back to you as quick as we can with whatever it is that you're looking for.
Well, congratulations on what you're doing there, Brad. Really terrific stuff. It's spelled TanoShi.com. Brad Johnston, thanks for taking the time with us.
Hey, Fred, thanks very much. You have a great day.